Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Da-da-da-da-da. Thank you for joining us. I'm having a very frustrated day with editing on iMovie. I've upgraded to the latest version, and it is making my life hell. The old version was so easy. Why did they have to do that to me? Why? Anyway, we'll try to have a good day anyway. Betty Jo Tucker, a movie addict headquarters, is already in the room listening on her phone. Betty Jo Tucker, movie addict headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Oh, I need some kind of help, I tell ya. Oh, I do.
Hi, I'm Nancy Lombardo. Would you like to do something special this Christmas? Me too. So this Christmas, instead of sponsoring some silly little third world child, why not sponsor me, Nancy Lombardo, an American? For just pennies a day, barely the cost of a cup of Prozac, you can be my sponsor. Just imagine what your money can do for me. With your help, I can afford new headshots, resumes, voice lessons, demo reels, and the much-needed psychiatric help my friends have been joking about behind my back. Think about it. You can save me, Nancy Lombardo, an American, or some anonymous foreign kid who will probably just grow up to overthrow our government. I think the choice is simple, America. Don't you?
Now a little afterbirth monkey, maybe. We'll see it coming up. I've been having troubles with my computer, I'm telling you. All right. Sometimes it works, sometimes it... I don't know what's going on. All right. Let's try to see if we can get something going here. Nothing, huh? Well, I do not like that one bit.
Public service team. Whoa.
The man, the boy, the legend. Roger. We loved Roger so much. Yet, watching him there, pale, disgustingly sick, things on his face. Gee, Roger, you look gross.
They said I'm getting better, Ingrid.
They lied. I'm sorry, Roger. I didn't know how to break it to you, but you don't have long, Roger. Not only that, Roger, you have no friends. We took a poll to see who would come here. I lost. I'm here now, Roger, on a bet.
You're my wife, Ingrid. If you wouldn't come to visit me in the hospital in my last Thursday afternoon, would. Certainly not my daughter.
No, not your daughter.
The daughter I tried so hard to be a good father for, Ingrid.
That's right, Roger. She's off. She's becoming a punkette. She's getting her hair cut now in celebration of the insurance money to come. We'll all miss you, Roger, but not that much.
I couldn't help noticing that you were still seeing Bernard Louis, our insurance salesman, Ingrid.
Yes, and we've doubled your policy. It's great, Roger, the things that I will get after you go away. My benefits will increase. I'll be able to afford everything you never could buy me, Roger, and I want to thank you for that.
I tried to be a good husband, Ingrid. I tried to be a good father to that rotten brat. But now my time is short, Ingrid. I know that bright white light is telling me to come hither. And soon I'll walk through that door we call life and death, and I'll be into the beyond.
And if you die by 7:45, I'll win the office pool, Roger. Do you think you could rush it a little?
Well, I'll try, honey. I didn't know they were placing bets on the actual time.
Yes.
Promise me something, Ingrid.
What? Anything, Roger.
Promise me if you do remarry to Bernard Louis that you won't let him... Goodbye.
Roger? 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 Come on. Roger? Are you really dead? Are you playing a joke, Roger? Come on, Roger. Oh, Roger.
Roger was gone. And we'll all miss him. Well, that's stretching a bit. But when Roger reaches that door, or if Roger reaches that door, there will be someone behind him waiting. Waiting and hoping. And hoping that Roger will never return. Goodbye, Roger. Good riddance. Let's scatter his ashes in the wind and hope it hits anywhere.
Now, little Stan Friedberg.
Day-o, day-o, daylight come and me won't go home.
Wow, man, I'll have to ask you not to shout like that.
Well,
it's like right in my ear, man.
Well, it goes with the song.
Yeah, but don't holler in my ear,
well,
man.
Well, it's authentic calypso.
Yeah, but like
shout.
I stand next to me, man.
Well, the shout go with the bongo drums.
Well, not my bongo drums, man. I mean, move away.
Well, I don't see why.
No. Stand over next to the guitar, man.
He sent me over here.
Yeah? Well, then sing soft, man. You know, I mean, like, wow.
Okay. Yeah.
It's too loud, man.
Daylight come and me won't go home.
Yeah, man.
Who work all night on a drink of rum?
Daylight come and me won't go home.
Stock banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and me won't go home.
Lift 6 foot, seven foot, eight foot,
man.
Punch.
Too loud, man. Too loud.
6 foot, seven foot,
hold it, man.
Punch.
My ears. Like my ears. No, hold it, man. Too shrill, man. It's too piercing.
Oh, well, I don't see why.
No, it's too piercing, man. It's too piercing.
Well, I got to shout.
No, man. It's too piercing. Like, I don't dig loud noises.
Well, you ruined the whole...
piercing.
...record is what you do.
Yeah, well, tough. I'll take my bongos and go, man, because the whole thing is, like, bugging me anyhow.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. I won't shout.
No, I'm cutting, man. Like, I didn't want to make this gig in the first place.
No, wait a minute. I'll be soft.
Yeah? Well, then back off of me, man. It's too piercing.
Okay? How's this? Day-o.
Too loud, man.
Okay. Day-o.
Too loud, man. I can still hear you. Would you mind leaving the room?
Okay.
Crazy.
Daylight come and me won't go home. Daylight come and me won't go home.
Hey, beautiful bunch of ripe banana.
Daylight come and me won't go home.
Hide the deadly black tarantula.
Daylight come. Oh, man, don't sing about spiders. I mean, like I don't dig spiders.
Well, that's how the song goes. He goes, hide the deadly black tarantula.
Daylight come and me won't go home.
Is that it? Can I leave now?
Oh, not yet. We got a big finish.
Hey. Yeah, man.
I locked myself out.
Crazy.
I come through the window.
Daylight come and me won't go home.
Gotta love that Friedberg, huh? Oh, I think Michael Rosano is listening in. He's not in the chat room. You can join the chat room if you want. Go to Blog Talk Radio, give yourself a chat name, and just jump in the chat room. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. Betty, I can't read your post. I can't find it, but I think it's this Tuesday at 4 p.m., the Rocky Horror Show. That you're going to be highlighting on your show, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Check her out. I've got so many things going on. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. I just like it. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. I love when they talk like that. Terrific. And what else we got going on? I had it up and I lost it. This multitasking is getting to me. Oh, I've got to find it all over again. All right, let me see if I can. Okay, I'm going to look for it. I got an upcoming show with Michelle Ballin. You don't want to miss that. It's going to be at Gotham, November 4th. I'm one of the many talented people in the show. It's my party, and you can cry, laugh if you want to. Michelle Ballin, Wednesday, November 4th at 8 p.m. Featuring Kevin Meaney. Remember him? Hairspray and many more. Joe Machi, Last Comic Standing, 2014 finalist. And, of course, yours truly, Nancy Lombardo. And there'll be more comedians and always a good time. So you want to make your reservations now. It's going to be fun. A lot of celebrities in the audience as well. So you want to check that out. You know, I'm feeling kind of Spike Milligan. Anybody want to Spike Milligan?
Next week sees the opening of the new German opera season at Covent Garden. And here is a preview of what you will be seeing.
In a little town where I'm the most famous fellow. He's the leader of the village choir, and his voice is warm and mellow. He drives a fruit cart around the street, and everybody knows it. He doesn't sing or rave about his fruit, he simply blows it. Doing it all day long. It's better than any song. Though it isn't very pretty, you've got to admit it's cute. So all together, let it go. It suddenly comes to stay. Hear him say, hey, fruits in season plenty, there is apples, plums, and the old raspberries. It's the best today. Every Friday night when work is done, he never wastes a minute. To the village hall he hurries round, where he sings just like a linnet. To hear him blow a melody, it's great, you can't deny it. And if you've nothing else to do, I'd like you all to try it. Get ready and do it now. It's easy when you know how. Though it isn't very pretty, you've got to admit it's cute. So all together, let it go. It certainly comes to stay. It's a treat to hear him say, hey, don't he laugh so far, me bato. Everything is fresh today. Come to stay. It's a treat to hear him say, hey, fruits in season plenty, there is apples, plums, and the old raspberry. Everything is best to say.
Spike Milligan. Don't forget, Gotham, November 4th, 8 p.m. Great lineup. Michelle Ballin celebrates her birthday, so you all want to come there to be there. If you want to buy her present, just buy her CD. She'll like that. You can buy my CDs on CD Baby as well. I'll like that. It's my birthday this week. All right, reservations are 212-367-9000. 367-9000, 212. Don't want to miss this show. Check it out. And Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, will be reminiscing the Rocky Horror Show with Barry Bostwick. So you don't want to mess up. That's Eastern Standard Time, 4 p.m. every Tuesday. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. And check out her blogs as well. I tell you, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun here. And what do we have? Oh, yeah. This is a disturbing but true story.
When I was a little girl, my Spanish grandmother would take me to see these Spanish horror films, made even more horrific by the fact I didn't speak Spanish. But I always knew who the villain in the film was. Oh, yeah. She was that skinny little woman, all dressed in black, her hair always in a bun. In her hand, she'd be holding a mysterious box and be standing at the top of a tall, winding staircase. At the bottom of the staircase would always be some beautiful young woman who'd say something like,
"Hola, ¿dónde está mi esposo?"
And the woman at the top of the staircase would say, "Tu esposo está aquí." She'd open the box. Inside of it, a man's head. "Ayúdame, ayúdame." The head would fall out of the box, bounce down the stairs, boom, 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 boom. Land at the woman's feet, she'd go, ah! The woman at the top of the stairs would go, ha, 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 ha. And that was every film I saw over and over again as a child.
My hat, it has three corners. Three corners has my hat. And if it didn't have three corners, it wouldn't be my...
Go! My box got three corners, and three corners got my box. When I go to town, they say, "Who's that foxy lady coming around the way? 'Cause I'm so yummy, yummy, and who's hungry? Hey, muffin man, give me something sweet. Give me the chewy tart, some poppy, prune, and mesquite. Cherry, raspberry, apricot, green tea. But you're missing a flavor, and that would be me. I said, eat my almond tasha, it's a tasty treat. I said, eat my almond tasha, and step to the feet. I said, eat my almond tasha, and bon appetit. I said, eat my almond tasha, and turn up the heat." Went to the salon to do up my hair. Got a mani, got a pedi, and they went downstairs. And I started screaming when they started to rip. I said, "You're fine, we don't need no linen strip. Make my cookie cute, make it nice and neat. Give me three corners, wash, rinse, and repeat. Eat my almond tasha, it's a tasty treat." I said, "Eat my almond tasha, and step to the beat." I said, "Eat my almond tasha, bon appetit." I said, "Eat my almond tasha, and turn up the heat." To impress, I said, "Don't eat my almond tasha, and don't make a mess." Now it turns out he's vegan, and that's no fun, 'cause you can't get naked these when you're on the run. 'Cause it don't eat milk, and it don't eat meat, but he eats my almond tasha, and it's a natural treat.
Meryl Streep is from the future. She has traveled back in time. She comes from a land where stars shine brighter, like Meryl shines in yours and mine.
Back in the future where Meryl's from, she's just an acting average Joe. But now that Meryl's here, there are no acting heights to which she can't go. Oh, Meryl Streep, you are a goddess of emotion. But in the future way of hope, you're just like everybody else. So you turn back time to be among us ordinary people. Oh, Meryl Streep, we love you because you shine, shine, shine.
Back in the future when Meryl was in high school, when she couldn't get into her drama club, she flew to the physics lab with fervor and snapped upon her rubber gloves.
Using lots of scientific physics magic, Meryl grasped the hands of time.
And she fell into a wormhole, and now she's doing fine.
Oh, Meryl Streep, you are a goddess of emotion. But in the future where you're from, you're just like everybody else. So you turn back time to be among us ordinary mortals.
Oh, Meryl Streep, we love you because you shine, shine, shine.
Everybody, listen up.
Listen up.
Remember to give Meryl all of the awards, the accreditations, the roles, the paychecks.
Accreditations!
Because if she is in the slightest bit displeased, she will once again rip back the fabric of space and time,
time
to the very
time.
Beginnings of humanity when we climbed out of the primordial ooze. And she will merely dip in one big fucking toe.
Big toe!
Making us all a little bit Meryl. And then she will become supreme overlord of us all! Ah! Oh, Meryl Streep, you are a goddess of fucking everything. But in the future where you're from, you're just like everybody else.
Ah!
Don't turn back time and enslave all of humanity. Oh, Meryl Streep,
we love you because you shine, shine, shine.
Oh, Meryl Streep, we love you because you shine, shine, shine.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Don't forget November 4th at Gotham Comedy Club. And now a little my favorite, slang. And Betty Jo Tucker tomorrow at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Darn, I'm having problems with some of my things today. Let me try this one. And we'll see if it plays. Well, if not, you can listen tomorrow, 4 p.m., Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters on Blog Talk Radio, Eastern Standard Time. Well, I only have 60 seconds now, and nothing's playing. I am having glitching problems. Glitching problems. Thank you for tuning in. Remember, my CDs are available on CD Baby, Nancy Lombardo. Just check it out, and we'll all have a good time. So, okay. Let's just go on a little so-so music.
I'm in the club on a Tuesday. When I was a kid, I rocked the house in the chorus of the school play. Follow my Twitter at Crusade. My suit's blue-gray. I dress sharp cause it's a new day. I never used a two-way, never knew gay people, even though I grew up in a blue state. When I make parodies, the only guy I do is Drake. I feel like we're brothers, cause he's a fellow Jew, okay? I used to be all minty fresh like toothpaste, but suddenly I'm over 30 cause time flew away. I wanna tell the little me what I knew today, but even with the wisdom I still make quite a few mistakes. All you really ever need in life's a good mate. Once you've achieved success, then you're finally doing great. When you meet that perfect gal, a guy you shouldn't wait. Never settle for burgers, try to cook a steak.